I needed to make a decision. I nodded at Kaweya. Let me handle this. Get yourself and Geeta away from here, away from any possible line of fire. I'll meet you back at the camp. Yes, Vicuna hissed. Get away from here before Rodriguez kills you. Kaweya took his wife and stepped hesitantly away from the tableau. Are you serious, Doctor? He seems adequately serious to me, Dieterling murmured. He was already edging away himself. Well, I said, toward the ghoul. Vicuna's hand was trembling. He was no gunman, but no kind of marksmanship would have been necessary to take out Rodriguez at the distance that spaced them. He spoke slowly and with forced calm. Rodriguez is an impostor, Tanner. I received a message from the reptile house while you were here. Rodriguez shook his head. I don't need to listen to this. I realized that it was entirely possible that he had received some kind of message from the reptile house. Normally I snapped on a comms bracelet before I left camp, but I had forgotten in my haste this morning. Someone calling from the house would only have been able to get as far as the camp. I turned to Rodriguez. Then take your hand slowly out of your pocket. Don't tell me you believe the bastard. I don't know what I believe, but if you're telling the truth, all you've got in there is a rations pack. Tanner, this is... I raised my voice. Just do it, damn you! Careful, Vicuna hissed. Rodriguez drew his hand from the pocket with magisterial slowness, glancing to myself and then Vicuna all the while. What came out, gripped between thumb and forefinger, was slim and black. The way he held it, in the perpetual gloom of the forest floor, it was almost possible to believe that it was a rations pack. For a moment I did. Until I saw that it was a gun, small and elegant and vicious, engineered for assassination. Vicuna fired. Perhaps I had underestimated the skill that it would take to seriously incapacitate someone, even when they stood so close, for the doctor's slug only hit Rodriguez in the shoulder of his other arm, causing him to stagger back and grunt, but no more than that. Rodriguez's gun flashed and the doctor fell backwards into the mulch. On the edge of the clearing, Kaweya shrugged off his rifle and was on the point of bringing it to bear. No! I started to shout, willing my master to save himself by getting as far away as possible from Rodriguez. But, as I belatedly realized, Kaweya was not the kind to walk away from a fight, even one in which his own life might be contested. Geeta screamed for her husband to follow her. Rodriguez leveled the gun towards Kaweya and fired. And missed, his slug slicing through the bark of a nearby tree. I tried to find some sense in what was happening, but there was no time. Vicuna appeared to have been correct. Everything that Rodriguez had done in the last few moments was consistent with the ghoul's statement, which meant that Rodriguez was... what? An imposter? This is for Argent Rivage, Rodriguez said, drawing his aim again. This time I knew he would not miss. I raised the monofilament scythe, thumbed the invisibly fine cutting thread to its maximum, piezo-electrically maintained length, a hyper-rigid monomolecular line extending 15 meters ahead of me. Rodriguez, out of the corner of his eye, caught what I was about to do, and made the one mistake which marked him as an amateur rather than a professional assassin. He hesitated. I swung the scythe through him. As the realization of what had happened dawned on him, there could have been no immediate pain, for the cut was surgically clean. He dropped the gun. There was a terrible frozen moment, one in which I wondered if I had not made a mistake as grave as his hesitation, and that I had somehow failed